This podcast was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details on this and other podcasts, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. 3 years ago, in December 2003, the Anuak people of southern Sudan and Ethiopia were the victims of a terrible massacre. Over 400 people were killed, yet news of the killings didn't seem to reach the rest of the world. The chairperson of the Anuak people in Australia, Ajulu Adala, is visiting Perth to meet with a number of Anuak people who have fled their homeland to live here. He joins me now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you.
Can you give us a bit of a background to the events of 2003 and what happened?
The events of 2003, it happened as a result of natural resources discovered in Anuak land.
There's oil in the land there?
Yeah, there is a oil they discovered in the area, and the government was trying to extract the oil, and the local people, due to the environment degradations and other hazards that will happen from the oil extractions, they were looking for compensation, and the government was not interested to reply to their request.
Before the government decided that they wanted that land for oil, what sort of living were the Anuak people involved in? Are they farming people?
Yeah, Anuak people, they are semi-agriculturist and animal husbandry, that is their activity. But mostly they are farmers who are farming along the riverside.
So when the government decided that they wanted the oil and they didn't want to pay any compensation for the use of the land, what did they do? Did they send in a militia to massacre the people?
Yeah, the issue has been discussed with the local people, and local people said that, well, to do this, you have to compensate us. Then the government was reluctant, and the people said that, well, if there is no compensation, then you are not going to go on with your project. And as a result, the government said that, well, if this is the issue, it might be the educated Anuak that agitating the farmers not to accept the government policy. So on December morning, 2003, the government troops and the militia, they went to the town, knocking door to door with a list of all educated Anuak. There are about 425, and they kill all these educated men at once day. And then after that, the next morning, they went out for the male Anuaks and male children, and they start killing them. And then the execution went further to the women, raping the girls, and took some girls as sex slaves.
Did the government own up to this at first, or have they tried to deny that there was government involvement?
Yeah, completely they denied the issue, and they restricted the movement to the region by declaring that Gambela region is insecure, so the outside world cannot go into Gambela not to see what is taking place.
How many lives have been lost in that way since then?
Since then, we got a report from Genocide Watch. About 2,000 people has been killed between 2003 and 2005. And we didn't get the later figure because the killing is still going on. No one reached there to see exactly what is taking place after 1995, because the government controlled the area. He don't want any journalists to get in.
If the people have been forced off their land, they lose their opportunity to make a living.
That's right. The current development is that they make a forced settlement within the region, evacuating the farmers from their farms and gather it in a town where they don't have access to the food, they don't have access to the water, there is no enough support from the government, and psychologically people get depressed, they are affected by the malaria, and many people are dying of these diseases.
I know that there are people speaking out against this, but how is this going to be overcome?
To our capacity, we try to notify this issue to the international community, such as Amnesty International, as far as to U.S. government, to stop the Ethiopian government to stop killing. But till now, we didn't get sufficient feedback from the government, either from international community.
So at this point, it's really a case of trying to get the story known, to let people know that this is ongoing and that there are people in desperate need back there, that the Anuak people are back in southern Sudan and Ethiopia are still in desperate need.
Yeah, and all plus they are in desperate need in South Sudan, the refugees in South Sudan, they are in desperate need. They don't have getting access to food, because the area where they are living is remote, there is no access of road to the area, and the only solution is the airlift to take the food to them. But unfortunately, we are not getting a well-organized assistance by United Nations either. And inside the country, those who have been settled in a town, or evacuated from their own home and settled in a town, they don't have food too. And they don't have access to the medications in the town. So they need a great help from the community outside the country or inside the country.
Now, there are a handful of families from the Anuak people that are living in Perth now, and I imagine that there would be small groups of Anuak people living right around Australia and who have fled to other countries overseas. Is there any understanding of just how many people have been able to get out of that region and live in other countries?
Apart from refugee, there is no other people coming to the outside world, like the western part, or coming to Australia or UK or United States. But the refugee has been gathered in South Sudan in a place called Puchala, and the other group of refugee, they are in Kenya in Dadaab Ifo camp. And the Australia, Anuak Australia community here in Australia, they are overburdened by the responsibilities. They are the people now responding to the needs of the refugee in both camps, in Ethiopia, in Kenya, as well as in Sudan. But in a term of bringing these people out to the Western world, we didn't get an opportunity to do that. But each family here in Australia has a responsibility to support the refugee back in a refugee camp, because there is no access of food to them by the United Nations yet.
It must be a difficult thing, because on one hand you would want to support the Anuak people to go back and live in their own land, but the resources that were there or the infrastructure that had been built before would be pretty much overtaken, and returning people to their own homeland, there wouldn't be a lot left there, would there?
Definitely, that's correct, because the government has destroyed the existing infrastructure, such as schools, clinics, and churches has been set on fire intentionally by the government. If they go home, they are facing a terrible situation, because the resources are not there anymore. And also, they are going to be considered as a betrayer by the government. If they return home at this stage, the only opportunity they have, either they are going to be killed if you are the figure among the community, or life in prisons.
For people that are wanting to help speak out and to get some action happening, what is there that people can do to make a difference to this situation?
Any small thing any person donates or interested to contribute is meaningful to the Anuak community. If the people feel sympathy of the atrocities taking place in Gambela as well as in refugee camps inside Sudan, which don't have any access to the outside world or to United Nations, they can contact the Anuak community here in Western Australia and do whatever they can to help these people.
Graeme Whitley is liaising with the Anuak people here in Perth. And if you're listening this morning and you would like to get in touch and find out what you can do, you can call us here at Sunshine FM on 9276 8744, and we can pass on some contact details so you can get involved. Ajulu, it's been great to talk to you, to get just a small understanding of what's happening there. We wish you all the best in your continued fight against the injustices there, and we hope that many people will get in touch and and get behind the fight to return your homeland.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much.
For more details on this and other podcasts, go to the website sunshinefm.ws. No greed, no ridicule, no hurt.